Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Millennial Chris. Ooh, that's me. And Not So Silent Bob.
And that's me.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about dating roles when you were in high school.
And I want to go ahead and introduce Chris. You probably already know who Chris Trevino is, but he's here with us again. And thank you for being here, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
He's in front of the mic and behind the mic.
So oh, yes. He's our production guy.
Yeah. Yep. He does all of our editing, and he's good at it. So
you betcha. And he's got that magic voice.
Yeah. This is Chris's Gen Y season, because we don't have Jen with us this season. So he is our resident Gen Y.
So who has a better voice? Chris or me?
Oh, you.
No, I don't think so.
Just two different voices. Okay. Very unique and distinctive, but different.
Because I was told I had a radio voice too, but yeah, I really recognize you.
Yeah. Bob makes everything a competition, and there's no competition.
We're
excited for another season. This is season five for
season us. Season five. That's a big one.
Yeah,
they made a big deal on Facebook, by the way, for season five. This thing came on with things exploding and
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
If anybody's on Facebook with Gen X, Y, and I, we made a big deal out of being our fifth year. So we made it, and it's been fun. So this one here is on dating rules when you were in high school.
Yeah.
And I guess I've been nominated to start.
Yes, you have.
Of course, being the oldest one, I hardly remember high school. But I remember a few things. So I'll start and we'll go from there. So I was not allowed to date during the week. So the only the only time I could date would be like on a Friday night or on Saturday night, because
had weekend girlfriends.
Yeah, if I try to go ahead and date, you know, when the school was starting the next day, because I was and I also could stay up until midnight.
Are you saying going on dates, not dating?
Yeah.
Because that's two different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that you only had the weekends to develop relationships.
Well, you know, but as far as going out and stuff like that. So what I got on those days when I was able to go ahead and do it, I got the family car, and my dad always had a Buick. So it was the big old Buick. Mm-hmm. And that's where we sometimes, you know, I was born and raised in the city of Chicago. So there was a park not too far away. Sometimes we'd go to the park and, you know, whatever.
I wish you all can see Bob bopping around right now as he's talking about whatever in a big old Buick.
And you know, dates meant going to the show, or you know, in those days, I guess going to a movie.
Was it called cinema then? It wasn't called show.
Movie theater, or getting an ice cream cone, or you know, just stuff like that. Now on nights when I didn't have a date, and that was more likely, as a matter of fact, I still got to borrow the car.
Okay.
And if my dad knew what I did with that car, he would have never let me have the car.
Uh-oh.
Because I'd pick up a couple guy friends, and we'd play something in Chicago called baseball.
Oh, I know where this, yep.
And okay.
I'm not familiar with it.
Baseball is basically you got the car, and you drive around, you find a group of girls who are also driving around. And you do something that makes them see you. And then if they stop, the whole point is you want them to stop so you can have a little bit of some back and forth.
Okay.
But a lot of times they won't stop. So then you go ahead and start following them.
My goodness.
And
it was a different time.
It was a different time, yeah.
And every time they try to go ahead and do something like, you know, turn sharp or try to get away from you, you change bases.
Okay.
So, and we take different turns driving. So whoever would win the game. So you got third base, and the only way you got to home, though, is if they actually stopped and you got to talk to them.
Okay.
So that was something that we did. Besides, of course, going someplace and maybe getting some alcohol, which, you know, I was, lots of times I looked the oldest, so I'm the one who went in to get the alcohol. And
they weren't carding then, huh?
Well, they were carding, but I had a fake ID card that I doctored
up. Wow, Bob.
Way back. That was just a long time, but you can't get me anymore for that.
That only works in the city.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so weekend dating and
we did the same thing when we came up to Upper Michigan, because we used to come up to Upper Michigan. That's why I fell in love with this place up here. But we were in the Crystal Falls area.
Okay, yeah.
And got to know most of the high school kids in Crystal Falls, and they got to know me because we came up every year from the time I was 5 years old almost. And there was a hangout, I remember, for the, again, this was not, lots of times dating wasn't so much a bunch of a guy and a girl.
Group dating.
It was group, you know, or else just a bunch of guys goofing off.
Yeah.
So we get the old Buick again. You know, I remember driving to the corner, the main corner in Crystal Falls, and there was like an ice cream candy store right near the, there was a gas station, and there was the main thing. It's a real steep hill. And I don't know what this was called anymore, but basically, this is to be seen. We'd stop the car in the middle
get
of the
out
road.
And run around the car.
Yes, you know that too.
It's a name for it. I can't remember
Chinese
the name.
Chinese fire drill?
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Then we get back in the car, and of course, they all be looking. Maybe they'd clap or something. Yeah. We yell at them and wave. You know.
Silly guys. Silly guys.
And then the last story I could tell you about is we were looking for alcohol again, which I know isn't a nice thing to do, but we did. And we went to, I think it was called Spread Eagle, which is not too far from Crystal Falls. And we, again, I was the oldest, so I went in the bar, and I was trying to be very, very immature. And going into the bar, I tripped on the top step and fell into the bar. And, of course, that didn't work. And that was the extent of getting any alcohol.
Wow, Bob. Thanks for sharing, Bob. This is great.
You had some adventures.
Adventures in dating with Bob. What you got, Chris?
Mine's very boring compared to Bob's. I wasn't allowed to date.
Oh.
At least not in middle school, and I don't think I was in high school either. So okay. I just didn't. Period. I was a
so was it explicitly said you cannot date. Did they give your? Did you have an age at which you could start dating?
I may have been able to date like junior or senior year, but I didn't. I still had it drilled in my head.
Ah,
I was a mama's
indoctrinated
boy.
You.
Yeah,
huh?
I was a mama's boy.
Okay,
still am a mama's boy.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of get you like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
My eldest siblings were allowed to, but like there's a split in my family. Between the two oldest siblings and me and the younger of my sisters. Mm-hmm. She's older than me. I'm the baby. Mm-hmm. But, like, we weren't able to. They were able to.
And it's usually the reverse. The babies usually get all the privileges that the older ones didn't
or
get.
It's a reactionary of, like, well, how did that work?
That didn't work out so well.
Yeah, then maybe more. I'm not.
Learn the lessons and then you get all the. Yeah, I get that. That's cool. So was college that you had your first?
Yeah.
Official
date. first girlfriend, was in college, would have been like second year of college.
Okay.
And then my wife is only my second girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. I think there's something novel about not having a lot of dating opportunities because you're less hurt too. You know, you have less hurt and disappointment in relationships. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You got it right the second time.
I got it right the second time. Yeah. There's pros and cons to everything. You know,
yeah.
I think there's something to be said for exploring
and
learning.
Sure.
I got really lucky
with
my wife. I got lucky.
Yeah.
Not everybody does, though, on, you know, the first really serious relationship.
And you've been married for how long now?
We've been married 4 years this September. Okay. We've been together 12 years.
Yeah.
What are you doing in your fifth year?
What's that?
You're going to celebrate extra on your fifth year?
Yeah. fifth year might be a little interesting.
Yeah.
You okay. Darn, Darnos.
You have no problems with that date, I hope. You don't forget it, right?
The first date?
No, your anniversary date.
Oh, no. There's no way I'm ever going to forget it because it's 9/11.
Oh, wow. That was smart.
And see, mine's July 4th. So
oh,
I
yeah. You're not going to forget that.
No,
either.
I'm not
and I did
that.
I did June 12th, so 6/12/21. Okay. So that's how I remember, because it's a denomination of six, yeah, and then 21 is the reverse of 12. So that's how I got it.
We were going to do 9/13, but that was COVID year. Okay. So the next year it turned to be 9/11, and I won't. That's going to be hard to forget that one.
Wow, yeah. For sure.
Okay, so I don't think I dated in middle school. If I did, they weren't memorable.
Sorry, y'all.
So my first serious date was at the beginning of high school. I was dating in the ninth grade, which is kind of odd. And this guy was a couple years older than me. So I don't remember any rules. I don't remember my mom or grandmother giving me any real rules outside of, like, if I was on the phone, like, get off that phone and, you know, it's time to go to bed. But that wasn't a rule. It was just a yell. And so I don't know, like, retrospect, I guess maybe they had a lot of trust in me to be responsible. Not that I was necessarily responsible, but they had a lot of trust that I was.
Did you deserve it?
Mostly. I'm not giving direct eye contact on that.
Can neither confirm or deny.
But I wanted to tell a story of this is my second boyfriend in high school. So I dated one guy 9th and 10th grade and then a different guy 11th and 12th grade. I got caught with my boyfriend at the house. Yeah, because both my mom and my stepdad at the time were on afternoon shift. So I was responsible to let myself in the house and feed myself and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't doing anything bad, but he was in the house and he was not supposed to be there. And my stepdad came. My stepdad was a big, big guy. And so that was a little intimidating. So I never did that again.
Did he throw that guy out of the house?
No, he was a gentle giant. And he was just kind of like, what y'all doing? Yeah.
Okay. So, just intimidation.
It was more intimidation. Yeah. And we were scared and freaked out. But but we weren't doing anything bad. So that did happen. But I didn't have a lot of rules. I don't remember a lot of dating rules. But yeah, getting off the phone, like, you try to stay on the phone and sneak. So I did do that, and that wasn't
great. What surprises me is we've got the three generations, and they're very similar, though. I mean, I would expect that you younger folks would have had more leeway, it'd be easier. Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like, in some respects, you were even stricter than my parents.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I just didn't have rules. But I was dating. To me, that's young to date in ninth grade.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but yeah. Yeah. So
what's our happy note?
What's our happy note? What's the happy note, Bob?
We got to date.
Somehow someone married us.
There you go.
Yeah. Didn't think that would happen.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing GenXYandI@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.